Hello, welcome finally to something that no one has waited for, with your host, Jimmy Halifax. They won't give me, quite yet, a theme song, so I'm just gonna make one up. Blogging with Jimmy. Blogging hockey. I'm getting a message right now that tells me this is not a blogging deal. That's what I thought I signed for. A lot goes on as a GM behind the scenes. I'm going to show you in this hour. And do not worry. It's not going to last us a fucking hour. They just want me to call it the hooligan hour. What I go through on a daily basis. We may both not know what we have signed up for here, so let's start the show. Welcome to the Halifax Hooligans TGHL podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Halifax. So, I'm going to cut the shit, so you tell me right now. I'm asking you because our team's a bunch of losers. You picked the wrong day. What am I doing here? Doing a podcast as the GM of the Hooligans who just proved they're losers. Because of that, I'm not mentioning any hooligan for the remainder of this podcast. What? Semenov is coming in the booth as a guest? Fuck him. No. He's a loser. He's the loser of the team, if anything. His name's Semenov. Spelt Semen, S-E-M-E-N. It's the best loser name out there, I think. What is this podcast bullshit? Okay, fuck, we'll do it live. And we're back, everybody. Supporting the Hooligans. This isn't your mom's podcast, that's for sure. Oh, she likes the Hooligans? Hey, kid, just to let you know, I could be a fan of your mom. So, this could work for both of us this way. You looking for a dad or... Yeah. Well, I'm not into that, but I can offer you an assistant GM position. How about it? Oh, and let your mom know that I can't guarantee anywhere near an hour either, so all I can really promise is a glimmer of hope for something better to come in the future. Anyways, I actually have to do this show, so it's starting now. All right, get on with it. Just to give you a little idea of what you're getting into here. Listening to this, have you ever had such a good time that you forget about what time it is? You forget about what's good out there. You're late for work afterwards. Boss is yelling at you. That describes our podcast. We're hooligans. We'll always be hooligans. And it's time to have a good time. Oh, we don't have any music yet. Okay. So I'm in the middle. I'm picking the awards right now. My picks for the awards. I'm going to share a little bit of that right now. This is live, ladies and gentlemen. Me picking these. Last minute. So I'm browsing through the TGHL website. I'm going to go do some commentary for you on who I'm picking. As well as why I'm picking them. So this is the first, ladies and gentlemen. The GM is making his picks public. Hope you enjoy. I'm going to go with Hilliard Seifert's Winnipeg for MVP. That's one with Cecil Wemeth. Apparently his name is pronounced Wemeth. I don't know. That's what he prefers. So, first is Wemeth. I actually edged him over, but Seifert's, man. I tried to get Seifert earlier, which just wasn't happening. You know, Greg and the Jets, they're making a run for it this playoffs. I'd be scared if I were you. And I am. Scared for myself. Al O'Callaghan is a surprise. Putting him as MVP is one of the nominees here. Ben Lundqvist, Saskatchewan. Callaghan, of course, plays for Stroud. Everybody knows that. Yoni Cyklenka is a surprise. Amup's knights. I think he was a catalyst this year. He's going to bring them back. He's going to bring them forward in the coming years. So he's their leader. And that was easy to see all this time, you know, the past few years. He caught on pretty quick, that Siklenka. Top defenseman Cecil, we met. He's number one. Gordiuk. Leland Gordiuk. For the Winnipeg Jets is second. Siklenka third. Jarrod Simpson. Jarrod, I think is his preferred pronunciation. To enunciate his name. Matthias Morrow. That's how we pronounce it. He prefers to pronounce it that way. Matthias Morrow. Pembroke. That Trevor always puts good teams together this year. No exception. Neither will that be for the remainder of time. It'll keep happening. So top goalie, Ben Lindqvist, Saskatchewan. It's my first pick. And this is of how far I've got. So I'm going to go into the goalies now. And we're going to see. I mean, I've got a good idea of the top ones here. Can't pick my own. None of mine deserve them anyway. It's more of a team effort, I think. Still love my goalies, but I mean, they're no Keegan Day. Let's just put it that way. Keegan Day is my one of my choices for goaltender of the year. He is my top goalie of the year. Just telling you that right now. Ben Lundqvist is number two. I'm picking Keegan Day because he's amazing. And he carries every team that he ever plays for. It's a one-man gang. The best. I think I've never heard anybody say anything bad about him. So he's had the best reputation, which is, I think, is very important in a player. You know, you got to be professional. You got to be classy. So Keegan Day personifies class in every sense of the word. Oh, wants to say that Keegan Day, he's the best in every way. Most definitely not gay, but if he were, it would help the movement gain acceptance in society. Guaranteed with Day. Cup time for Ottawa. Archie Bichette is my third pick for top goalie of the year. Archie, give yourself a hand. Been a long time coming. It's been a long road to the top. Still not there though, you fucking guy. By the way, there's swearing in this. So, Robin Jutila is a surprise number four. Jutila, another classy guy. He's got the second best reputation of anybody. So, his first name is Robin, with a Y, Rob. Yin. So it's Rob Yin. Jutila. Just nobody respects him enough to actually pronounce it that way. You know? If Keegan Day had that name, I guarantee you, people would be sweating anytime they got that name wrong. In front of him, in front of his family, in front of the boss, Josh, Tim, from Ottawa. Oh, what's to say about getting Keegan Day's new name wrong? It's what you just did. Now you're in for a hurting. Lame old wad. You got got no class, you got no respect. Tim will eat your ass with a... What? I mean... What's to say about Keegan D? He's the best in every way. Don't disrespect him, but Tim will eat your ass.
So, Robin, did you tell it? I'm back on track now. Calgary. The Calgary Storm. Hell of a lot of assets he used, but it looks like it's paying off. Getting Robin. Robin. Jew Tyler. Dan McCarthy's the next one. Dan McCarthy. Wow. Why are you picking Dan McCarthy, Jim Halifax? Well, you know, I'm telling you, Dan McCarthy, I'm a huge Dan McCarthy fan. He does Kelowna. See how they're doing? See how they surpassed their previous season's totals by double? They are a serious contender now in the playoff race as a lower-seeded team. That wasn't the case the past few years, so now they've made strides. They could upset. I'm calling it right now. Kelowna will not upset against Saskatoon, for the record. But another team will probably upset another team. Dan McCarthy, the future is yours. But the present, at number five, is yours. So top rookie. You know, I don't really care about rookies. About labels, you know. I'm just, if you call him a rookie, it's like, hey, he's just a junior kid. Kids these days, right? So, kind of makes it harder for them to break into the league. The stigma involved with rookies, right? How they like to gang up and haze the oldest veteran in the locker room. It's an ongoing tragedy. Rookie leaders. So, Felix Mronek. Wow. Okay, that's an obvious choice. Yeah, I've heard of him the past couple days. People talking about him. He had a good year. So 45 points, that's not bad for a hazer. So Felix, congratulations. Not a fan of what you do. But, hey, you are who you are, and maybe you can grow into something one day, you know? Maybe you can find some success in life. So Britt Chariot from the Toronto is my second choice because he's second overall. In scoring. So Britt Chariot. Spelled C-H-I-A-R-O-T. Tuvo Mo is not my next choice. Moving on. Rick O'Granjenzek. Gonna go with Rick with a R-I-K. I'm not gonna bother with the rest. Vancouver. Hainola. Sylvain. Hainola is the next guy. Pembroke, always good at those youth development seminars. They really impress the youth. Oh man, this is a song about impressing the youth. Who today would you choose for your future Grand Gen Z? You can't say his name in a podcast without the mic hurting. Apparently, our Grand Gen Zek saw day in his dreams. Came to him in his dreams, and that's all he needed to become a superstar at 21. It's time to cut the shit again. Is this a blog? Is this blogging that I'm doing right now, guys? Is this what we're up to? No? What's a podcast? Why are we doing this? You know the team. It's in shambles. Sick of me yelling at them. That's why my voice is fucked. I'll trade all of them. Fuck it. I know I'm just saying this, guys. No, I love my team. I'll fire all of you, though. Oh, I hate to say it, but he actually did accept
for one employee on this podcast. It's going to be Halifax and this one last employee. Little Bobby. So first of all, I just got off the phone. Little Bobby's mom. She's dating Keegan Day as of halfway through this podcast. Little Bobby ain't got no little jobby anymore. He had the goods, but his mom, all she told me was, once you go day, you never go away. He saves souls like he saves goals. She's an Ottawa fan now. That was our last single mom fan. Man of few words and all the single moms is Keegan Day. Well, you heard the man. It was nice being here for you guys with my guitar. Feel that little Bobby will get back on his feet soon. He is truly an inspiration. You ever met the kid? He would change your life. Oh, wait, there he is.
Wow, he's really changed.
You're talking about Jimmy Halifax.
Yeah. He used to be a nice guy, but he's really changed. He's Jimmy Halifax now. His name legally. No, I don't want to sing. Oh, I just lost my job. Wow.
I'm sorry to hear that, too. I lost mine as well, if that helps.
Wow.
I couldn't have said it any better myself, Bobby. Okay, let's go for ice cream. I think that'll cheer us both up.
Yay!
Bobby.
Jimmy. Wow. You're a fucking dick.
Kid, you got the goods.
I got the goods? Wow!
I just got drunk. Everybody. One. Especially Keegan Day. But at least everybody was in good spirits. So I think the only appropriate way to end this is to play us out.
Blaggin', blaggin', blaggin' with Jimmy. Blaggin', blaggin', hockey.